The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
And joining me on the podcast right now is Nick Lee, Director of Pirrie's Investments, PIRI's ticker. Nick, thanks for joining me.
Yeah, good to be here, Justin.
Yeah, and you've just released your interim results for the 6 months ended the 30th of June. Some good numbers in there, and we'll dig into that and talk about the strategy going forward. But before we do, Nick, for someone not familiar with Pirrie's, maybe it's the first time they've heard about you, could you explain what you're all about, please?
Yeah, so we're an investment company listed on AIM, and our focus is specifically on cutting edge, next generation technology investment with a focus on looking at situations where realizations are possible on a sort of short to medium term. So we sort of want to basically invest in things that will enable us to generate meaningful returns for shareholders.
Yeah, yeah. And there's certain sectors like the hot sectors, was artificial intelligence, security, immersive technologies, Internet of Things, and you've got a range of investments there. Yeah. Okay, let's go through, first of all, the interim results, the financial results for the 6 months. How have you fared?
Yeah, well, I think we've achieved a great set of results for that period. We've made a significant profit. Our NAV per share has gone up, north of 80%, which is a great result. The company's been incredibly busy over that period, making various new investments, and it's been a very, very interesting period for the company.
Yeah, yeah, and say profit of 1.53 million during the period, and NAV is right now up 80%. So it's looking good. So as far as some of the portfolio highlights, what's your thoughts, Nick?
I think that our portfolio, the sort of the two main parts really are our investment in Sure Value Ventures, which is the leading sort of software technology focused venture capital fund. That's done incredibly well. There are 13 companies in that fund, so there's a good diversification. All of those companies have been achieving regular revaluations upwards. An important point here is that any revaluation is solely based on new third-party investors coming in, and whatever price they come in at, that fixes the new value that the asset is carried at. So it's a proper, meaningful valuation, as opposed to let's say a sort of a desktop type exercise that I think a lot of people perhaps do. So I think that's a very attractive portfolio. Majority of companies have been revalued upwards. The other important point here is, I think, with that portfolio is that the companies are all pretty well funded, which means that from our standpoint, there's very limited funding burden on that portfolio. And then I think the other point is that, and I've said this a number of times before, but when there is a realization within the portfolio, money comes straight back to us. So, there's been a couple of realizations over the period that we've been invested in, just recently. So after the period ends, it's not included in the numbers, but we've just received some more money back from one of the companies, Automatics, that was sold last year. So it's a great, great portfolio, really. It's really... it's exceeded our sort of expectations as a fund to invest in.
Yeah, yeah. And what percentage of Sure Value do you own now?
Well, we have effectively a direct shareholding of 13%. But also, one of the things that we did earlier this year is we acquired quite a significant stake in another vehicle, Sure Ventures PLC, that has a position in the fund. So, our sort of combined direct and indirect holding is about 20%. So it's a meaningful figure in the fund. So that's sort of one area of focus. And then the other area, because we are next generation technology, we've invested in the digital assets space, which is obviously very, very topical. And again, that has done incredibly well. We started off we invested around $200,000. That investment is now worth around £2 million. Oh. And you know, and we diversified that. We've moved from what we were originally in into a company, Pluto Digital Assets, which is a company sort of focused on the particularly on the technology within that whole digital asset space. So again, you know, that's going very well. So we're very pleased with that investment.
Yeah, absolutely. And just go through, if you could, what's the overriding strategy here then, Nick, of Pyrrhus?
Well, our strategy is really to invest in these new technologies, and the technologies are great because they can scale. You know, and this is why we moved away from what we did previously more into the technology space, because you know they are very, very easy to grow with relatively limited capital requirements. So the idea is to do more of the same, and to continue to achieve the results that we have continued to date. Mm-hmm. I think one of the key things here, and this is a sort of often a criticism of investment companies, the money goes in and never reappears. Well, we're specifically focused on investing in companies where we can see a route to a realization. So, you just look at a handful of the companies within our portfolio, Losix, Pluto, and a new one, SmartTech, which is a cybersecurity business, again, a very interesting area. They are all actively pursuing listings as we speak.
Yeah, absolutely marvellous stuff. Okay, Nick. Well, the score here. On the front page of Vox, there are 10 companies that are most followed. That changes on a minute-by-minute basis. People have to hit those follow buttons on those companies to get on that list. So if someone's listening right now, likes the sound of what you're doing, but are not yet following Pyrrhus, give them 3 reasons why they should hit that follow button on your page, please.
Sure. So we have a great, well-funded portfolio of exciting investments with very significant potential for uplifts in value. And we're very focused on getting into situations where we can see relatively near-term realizations so we can get cash back into the company.
Marvellous stuff, Nick. Good to chat to you as always, and hopefully we'll catch up in the not-too-distant future. Thanks very much.
Yeah, sure. Excellent. Thanks, Justin.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.